The Zohar made a simcha one more knetch, and that is that really, I think my understanding of the man yonuach sharcha v'chamirecha, that the Torah wants animals to rest, animals have hargoshas atzar, and the Torah doesn't want the animals to be b'tzar on Shabbos, just like the Torah doesn't want us to be b'tzar on Shabbos. Could be. That's only if you hold shvisas kelim is mutter. If you hold shvisas kelim is aser, could be we're not reading this properly. We know this machloik is b'shan b'shil in the end of the first parak in Masechta Shabbos, whether a person's kelim have to rest on Shabbos or not. B'shil says no. That's why you could have a functional house on Shabbos. Beit Shammai says, yeah, just like you have to rest on Shabbos, your kelim have to rest on Shabbos as well. Says Ramei Simcha. If Shvisas kelim is also like Beit Shammai, what are you going to tell me? That on Shabbos the Torah wants that kelim should also rest? Because kelim have hargoshas atzar, and we want that they should be in a state of menucha, makes no sense. So what then is the geder advarim of shvisas kelim on Shabbos? Obviously, the Torah wants you to rest. And what the Torah is telling you is, I want you to rest, come to a complete halt, make a short stop. Meaning, you don't do malacha, your animals shouldn't be doing malacha, your kelim shouldn't be doing malacha, because if your animals are going to do malacha and your kelim are going to do malacha, they know what's going to happen. What's going to happen is, you're not really resting, and you're going to be tarud in your malacha. And as a result, it's going to be a chisarin in your resting. But says Ramei Simcha, if that's the case, then it's mistabra. It's not just true for kelim, it's true for animals as well. Meaning, I'm saying a chiddush, says Ramei Simcha, that l'man yonuach sharcha v'chamirech, the Torah wants that the shayr and the chamar should rest. Just like the Torah wants we should rest, the Torah wants the shayr and the chamar to rest. That makes sense on some level. They have hergeshim, they feel pain. There's a sugi of tzar balichayim, the sugi we're learning right now. So you hear it. But tznok Ramei Simcha, I'm only going to say this chiddush if you hold shvisas kelim as mutter. Because if you hold shvisas kelim as aser, then you're anyways muchrach to say that when the Torah wants you to rest, it means not just you rest, everything underneath you should rest as well. So if it's true for your kelim, then it's going to be true for your shayr and the chamar, and there's no hechrich anymore to say that l'man yonuach mitzad the shayr and the chamar, right? That's Ramei Simcha says. Since Ramei Simcha, l'fizeh, you can be miyashiv, a kasha that bothers me very, very badly. And that is, there's another gemara, one more gemara, Masechta Shabbos. The gemara talks about tzar bali chayim deiraisa derabbanan. That's negei hilcha Shabbos. It's the gemara at the very, very end of the Masechta. Kuf nun dalid amid beis. The gemara tells a story. Chamoy roishal Rabbi Gamliel hoisa tu nedvash. The chamoy Rabbi Gamliel was carrying honey. And the load was really, really heavy on the animal. And Rabbi Gamliel had an opportunity to unload it, but he refused to do so until Maitzoy Shabbos. Maitzoy Shabbos, he comes back after Shabbos, says Rabbi Gamliel, and he saw that his animal died, Mesa. So the Gemara asks Akasha, why couldn't Rabbi Gamliel do it? Gemara fires away. But he told him, Tvash is not mukta, right? You could eat honey on Shabbos. So you dip the challah in the honey, you dip the apple in the honey. It's not muksa, so why is that a problem? It was already sour. Because it was sour, it was not roi lachilo, so therefore it was already muksa. But the Gemara says, once again, if it was spoiled, so why was he even carrying it? Like, see, so the gamli, because you can use it as a medication to put on the abrasions on the animal. Frank the Gemara, there was another eight. So why didn't he just like loosen up the ropes and let it all fall? So the Gemara says, had he done that, then the honey would have fallen to the ground and it would have all ruined. So the Gemara says, okay, there was an Eitzah. He could have brought Karim Vekastos and he should have put it underneath it. Just bring Karim Vekastos. So the Gemara says, he couldn't have done that. Because if he would have brought the Karim Vekastos, when the honey would have fallen on the Karim Vekastos, it would have soiled the Karim Vekastos and he would have been over on Bittul Kli Mehechonai. And he didn't want to be Mevatul Kli Mehechonai. Frank the Gemara, Voyuk Tzar Balichayim. What do you mean, Tzar Balichayim? There's no Bittul Kli Mehechonai when it comes to Tzar Balichayim. Zok the Gemara, Kosova Tzar Balichayim Durabanon. Oh, Rabbi Gamliel owes that Tzar Balichayim is Durabanon. Right, this Gemara is mamish the inverse of the other Gemara. Kufchav Chesam and Beis, you do Bittul Kli Mehechonai for Tzar Balichayim because Tzar Balichayim is Deiraisa. Rabbi Gamliel held Tzar Balichayim is Durabanon, so he didn't want to do Bittul Kli Mehechonai for Tzar Balichayim. Frank Ramey Simcha, this Gemara is in Masechta Shabbos. We're talking about Hilcha Shabbos. I just told you a Yisoid. When Sekumtze Shabbos, everybody else Tzar Balichayim is the Raisa. Snevos Ochti Gemara Kosover Tzar Balichayim is the Rabbanon. As I think Ramei Simcha. But Ramei Simcha says the Teretz is half of a fella. Because there's a Gemara at the end of the first parak of Masechta Shabbos where the Gemara talks about different machloikas in the B'Sham B'Sil Hilcha Shabbos. Specifically, that is the Mishnah of Shvisas Kelim. One of the halachas is B'Shamai says, you're not allowed to give hides to a tanner, and you can't give clothing to a launderer, that's a non-Jew, unless you know for sure that he's going to do it before Shabbos. Otherwise, it's not okay. Beis Hillel says it's fine. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Noyag in hoyu beis abba. My father's minig was, Shnayu noisen kli lovam l'koyves nachri shloy sheyom koydom l'shabbos. They were very sensitive. They were very careful as it relates to this halach. This is the Mishnah of Shvisas Kalim. Rav Shimon Gamliel said that even though Beis Hillel says you don't have to worry about this halacha, he says, but my father's minig was that he was worried. Who is Rav Shimon Gamliel's father? Rav Gamliel l'shitasai, in who holds here in this Mishnah, like Beis Shammai, that Shvisas Kalim is aser. If Shvisas Kalim is aser, said Rav Meir Simcha, I don't have a shtickle Torah. My whole shtickle Torah, that is an inyan of Tsar Balichayim on Shabbos, is based on the Mayon Nuach Sharka V'chamei Recha. That's all true if you hold Shvisas Kalim is mutter. So the Torah cares about the Shor and the Chamor, not about the Keli. Obviously, it's not about you. It's about the Shor and the Chamor. Tein lo Nuach, Tein zan Nuach el Tsar. Also, there's an inyan of Tsar Balichayim Dei Reis, when it's a Kum to Shabbos. But Rav Meir Simcha spoke out that if you hold Shvisas Kalim is also, there's no hechrich to say that. Whose sheet is that? It's sheet as Beis Shammai. It's also sheet as Rabbi Gamliel. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Noyag in Hayu Beis Abba. Who is his father? It's Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is sheetasoy in Shabbos. Kufnan Dalam Amid Beis. He could hold Sabbath Lechaim is the Rabban and Afilo on Shabbos. The whole yisoid of why Shabbos would be different. The whole yisoid of why Shabbos would be different is based on the fact that on Shabbos there's an inyan of Sabbath Lechaim al Slaman Yonuach Shorcha Vachamirecho. That's only true in the world of Shvisas Kalim is Mutter. Aber Rav Shimon Gamliel, Noyag in Hayu Beis Abba, we held like Beis Shammai. Oh, we held like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds Shvisas Kalim is Aser. Then there's no Tzar B'Lechaim Deiraisa. Then it's Hodor Dina. It's totally in the regular sugya. Tzar B'Lechaim Deiraisa. Tzar B'Lechaim Derabbanan. Gamliel held. Tzar B'Lechaim is Derabbanan. And that's why you made no nafgimina if this was on Shabbos, or whether this was not on Shabbos. Either way, there's a little bit more to Meir Simcha. Beis Hashem will save this for tomorrow. But what's the Yisoid today? The Yisoid for today is that we have, number one, Tzar B'Lechaim Deiraisa. What's the Makar? We didn't know Tzar B'Lechaim Deiraisa. The Ritva says in our Sugya, Alocha Moish Mesinai, Rashi Kuf Chav Ches Amabei says that it's learned out from Ozev Tazoev. The Raibah that the Shita B'Kubetz is bringing says it's learned out from Loi Sachs and Shabbadisha. And the Charedim says, V'alachta B'drochav and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachum not only on people, but Rachum of HaKomasav. So too, we have a Chiv Rachum of HaKomasav. What's the Alocha Al-Kuponim as it relates to the Shita Sarambam? The Goyin says, Astiris Sarambam. The Rambam, the end of Hilchas Rasech, Shmiris Anevesh, Paskins is no mitzvah preacher by the behemoth of a Goy. That's the Raya Tzar B'Lechaim is the Rabbanan. The Rambam in Hilchot Shabbos in Perek Chav Hey says that you're allowed to be mevatel kli mehechano if it's Sabbath Lechaim, and the Gemara is toiled in two places, in Shabbos Kuf Chav Ches and in Shabbos Kuf Mandalot. It's Sabbath Lechaim Deiris. The Rabbanan, you see the Rambam all Sabbath Lechaim Deiris. Astiris Rambam says the guy in Vitzarachian. Rameh Simcha says Kedarka Yotavar Nishpla a blitz. He says it could be this two sugas of Sabbath Lechaim. This the sugi of Sabbath Lechaim that's negeya throughout the year, and then there's the Tzar B'Lechaim that's Negeya on Shabbos. Tzar B'Lechaim, that's totally in all these different reasons. Either the Rambam Paskin, Tzar B'Lechaim, the Rabbanan. So what's Negeya, the laws of Prika, Tzar B'Lechaim, the Rabbanan. But Shabbos is a whole different Indian. Because on Shabbos, a Yid is supposed to rest. And not only is a Yid supposed to rest, but L'man Yonuach, Shorcha V'Chamayirecha. The Shor and the Chamor also rest. And like Rameh Simcha says, because the Eibishter wanted that even the Shor and the Chamor on Shabbos should be made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Zeichel HaMaisei Bereishis is not only true for the Yid, it's true for the Shor and the Chamor as well. And if that's the case, the Torah said L'man Yonuach, you can't be Mitzayir like the Mechilta says. Ein Zeh Niyoch El Tzar. The antithesis of Menucha is Tzar. And if that's the case, you can't be Mitzayir an animal on Shabbos because you're going Keneged the Kpeda of the Torah, which was that the animal should rest. And that's why the Rambam in Hilchot Shabbos Paskins, Tzar B'Lechaim is Deiraisa.